Mr. Giuseppe Sala, Mayor of Milan, through whom I would like to salute all other mayors present here today. Ambassador Pier Francesco Sacco, permanent representative of Italy to FAU, through whom I would like to salute all ambassadors and representatives present here today. Mr. Andrea Mazzillo, Council Treasurer of Rome, Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor to welcome all of you to FAU and symbolically open the doors of this organization to all cities of the world. We are gathered here today in the second Mayor Summit to reinforce and evaluate progress of the important commitment you made last year at Expo Milano, the Milan Urban Food Policy Pact. FAO is proud to be supporting this initiative in many ways. First, by assisting with the formulation of indicators and measure targets. Second, by obtaining and monitoring data to show the progress and results achieved. Third, by facilitating the exchange of best practices among cities. And fourth, by helping to expand this network. Local authorities have an important role to play in our global quest for sustainable development. It is at local level where people, in fact, live, where people eat, where people drink water, where we take out our garbage, and so on. This way, the Milan Pact directly contributes to the implementation of the 23rd Agenda and all its sustainable development goals. In fact, to eradicate extreme poverty, hunger, and all forms of malnutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture development, promote healthy diets and healthy food systems, reduce waste, we need your support. While in adapting to climate change, we can also mitigate its effects. The agreement already includes more than 130 cities. Just to give an example, goes from Moscow to Melbourne, from Kyoto to Quito, bringing together more than 460 million people. All cities, big and small ones, have the potential to make a difference and contribute to build sustainable and resilient food systems to feed the future. The world's cities occupy just 3% of the global's land, but more than half of the population live nowadays in urban areas. And this urban global population, about 3.5 billion people, is set to increase by around 65% in 2050, especially in developing countries where most of this expansion is expected to take place. This means that by 2050, 2 out of 3 inhabitants will live in urban areas. This rapid urbanization exerts pressure on food systems and natural resources. And let me say also, we are seeing that the impacts of climate change, one of the most important is to accelerate the rural-urban migration, especially on those areas submitted to drought and severe impacts of the weather. Solution must be found. Cities need to become more inclusive, more safe, and more resilient. Excellencies, last year at Expo Milano, we also saw the launch of a beautiful and very efficient small initiative. During 5 months, 15 tons of wasted food were transformed into healthy food that provided lunch for many children and also even meals for homeless shelters. As many of you may know, this initiative called the Refettorio Ambrosiano was implemented under the leadership of the Italian chief Massimo Bottura and counted on the contributions of many other chiefs and professionals from other areas. This year, the initiative was brought to Rio de Janeiro during the Olympic Games and to other cities as well with very good results. For those who wanted to see what is already achievement, you can find a film of the Rio 2016 festival in the YouTube. Actions like this promote social inclusion, foster tolerance, bring hope, and help to feed the poor. Initiatives like soup kitchen restaurants are a great help for this. And the cost of putting them in place is minimal compared to the benefits it can bring to your cities. Distinguished guests, I would like to bring another aspect that is more and more the cities are becoming food producers, not only food consumers. Urban and peri-urban agriculture can provide food products from different types of crops. It can make an important contribution to household food security, especially in times of crisis. Local products require less transportation and can be either consumed by the producers themselves or can be sold in near markets with fresh and more nutrition capacity and also at competitive prices. FAO supports the implementation of such activity through a specific technical program that we call Urban and Peri-Urban Agriculture. We'll be glad to assist you if you want to implement them. Ladies and gentlemen, the World Food Day this year, 2016, recalls that one of the biggest issues related to climate change is food security. Following the adoption of the Paris Agreement, the next climate change conference that will be held in Marrakech, COP22, aims to be a conference of concrete action. Cities must be involved in this effort. For too long, food security and nutrition have been overlooked in urban planning and urban development. FAO maintains a program called Food for Cities, which address the challenge of urbanization, include food waste and loss. Cities and local authorities need to find synergies with policy instruments focused on food and nutrition security at global level, but also national level. Multi-stakeholder collaboration is the way forward. We need to help each other. The Sustainable Development Goals can only be achieved by working together, including national and local authorities, international organizations, civil society, private sector, and of course, our citizens. Today is a day to share ideas and best practices, set new goals, and discuss ways, the best way to translate our commitments made in Milan into concrete actions. I wish all of you a fruitful deliberation in this event. Thank you very much for your presence and for your kindly attention. Thank you.